You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Wow, what a treat we have for you today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show is titled Wisdom on Taxes. And you're like, Robbie, that's pretty bold. You're going to jump out there and say wisdom on taxes. Well, there is some illumination, and the Bible's really clear on this. It's just a beautiful thing when you look in Revelation chapter 3, when you finally get a chance to look at the throne that John's been brought up to, that here's the seven torches of God that are flaming, illuminating things so that everyone can see what all's going on. And there's a wonderful passage in Isaiah 11 that most scholars would tell you, and I believe, are illustrating to us what those seven torches are doing. And they are the seven anointings of the Messiah that's being described by Isaiah there in chapter 11. And the first of those is this word that we're using today on taxes, which is wisdom. But the beautiful thing is the second one is understanding, because how wonderful is it when you put understanding with wisdom? And then the third one is counsel, which counsel has to do with, you know, what are the plans that God has? What's the direction he has for your life and your taxes? So when you take wisdom and you put together understanding, and now you have God's plan through counsel, you know, it's a pretty neat way to navigate all that. And then the fourth one is might. And I think if you're around Hans for any period of time and you got to know him as I know him, you see that in this realm, there's a lot of power that's right here that's available to us. And then we get this idea of knowledge, which is the fifth. And if you were to know Hans, you would be shocked at how much this man studies. I mean, here's a man that has spent, I don't know, 40 years, Hans, in this business of helping people finish well. And I mean, he sends me article after article and study after study, and he goes to all these conferences, and he's constantly studying like you would expect a good doctor to do, or somebody that really, really is a professional. I mean, it's constant. And so when you take all this knowledge and you put it together with wisdom and understanding and counsel, you begin to see the illumination that's brought into what you're getting to experience here on Finishing Well. And I say all this only to say that, you know, I've been knowing Hans now, I guess, about 18 months or maybe a little bit longer than that. And oh my goodness, I now put him in a category of a few people that I know that really are that kind of anointed, that to really provide illumination, because they have such a passion. God's made them in such a way that they are constantly studying, constantly trying to figure things out for. So as we begin this show on taxes, you know, I just wanted, did you get a feel of what I sense that God's trying to show us, and what, you know, because you're listening to this show, you're like, man, this is an opportunity to glean the wisdom that God has provided for us through certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And after that introduction, don't let us down, Hans.
Yeah. Well, I just pray that I can live up to all that. And I, we just went into a moment of prayer before we went on the air. My one of my sidekicks and my main sidekick, Tom Griffith, is back in the hospital. It's not as serious as last time, but we certainly want all the listeners to have him, you know, in their prayers. And he's going to be all right. We pray and we hope, and he's going to be back. He'll probably be back on the air when he gets through here. But I wanted to just stop for a moment and really just pray for Tom.
Yeah, and his wife, because he's a newlywed, and you can imagine, you know, this last time it really looked like we might lose him. And so having this relapse for his family is got to be particularly difficult.
Well, it is, and it's difficult on all of us. And, you know, with God's help, we're going to move on and pursue, and He'll be back here serving clients before we know it. So what I wanted to talk about today, today's show and the topic is taxes. And just to say income taxes, you know, that's fairly dry. I mean, people generally just say, oh, man, do I want to talk about taxes? I mean, no. And so we're going to talk a bit about taxes and this new SECURE Act that isn't passed yet. So it's still uncertain, but it's passed the House. It's over at the Senate, kind of stalled in the Senate, but the common wisdom is that it might very well in the fall here get through the Senate, and my sense is that the president will sign it. And what the SECURE Act is really to make retirement more secure. So that's, you know, and this is the article you were referring to earlier in the show, and specifically within that, it's got a few changes. That one of them is to move the retirement minimum distributions from IRAs and 401ks from age 70 and a half to age 72. And, you know, that doesn't sound like a big deal, but for some people that's moving it 2 years, and for some people it's moving it 1 year. And you think, well, why is the government doing that? And it just has a lot to, first of all, simplification. And then the second reason is people are working longer. People are, you know, it used to be 65 was kind of the latest you would retire. And a lot of people at 62 and 60 and, you know, and there's certainly people doing that. But there's also a lot of people in the workforce. I intend to be one of them. And I know you are planning that, Robbie, as well, God willing. So anyhow, the minimum distribution age is going to move. Then secondly, the inherited IRA, for an inherited IRA, where you're now able to stretch it out over the lifetime of the beneficiary, that's going to be moved to a cap of 10 years. So that's not necessarily good for retirees, but we don't view things as good or bad. They just are when it comes to tax policy. And what we want to do is just help our clients and our listeners to plan around these things so they're not detrimental to them or their estates.
Actually, going back before the SECURE Act, you know, I think you have a lot of wisdom on just a strategy for taxes as we head into finishing well, those years, you know, 65 plus, that has to do with sort of a, you know, trying to get to where you're not paying any taxes, right?
Yeah, well, and so I brought that in. So under the new tax law, you've got a standard deduction of $25,700, or just let's call it $26,000, if you're a married couple and you're over 65. And for a single individual over 65, it's almost $14,000. So what that means is that you get to take a deduction for that amount, whether you actually have that many deductions or not. So, you know, so what does that mean to us? Well, I mean, what it means to me is I'm working toward having my house paid off. In fact, we're going to sell our larger house and we're going to move to a smaller house and just use the equity to live in a house like you live in, Robbie, where there's no mortgage on it, okay? And you say, well, is that smart? You know, as a financial planner, interest is tax deductible. Well, it is, but in retirement, it's not deductible if I've got $26,000 worth of deductions anyhow. So it actually is smart to own your house outright, and then you can go ahead and take this deduction anyhow. And that really means you can make $26,000 of non-Social Security income if you're a married couple, or $14,000, and pay zero tax because it's all deductible. Does that make sense to you, Robbie?
Oh, absolutely. And the idea of paying zero tax in retirement, but that minimum distribution enters into all that and actually gives us an opportunity to kind of have a softer landing with that.
Well, it does in a lot of different ways. And so we're going to connect this back to Social Security, and this is where I really get people's attention, is paying taxes on your Social Security check. My goal and my plan in retirement is to pay zero taxes on my Social Security. Okay? I mean, I just have that as a goal. And I also have as a goal, I'm going to wait till I'm 70 to start my Social Security because I'm going to work till then. And then I also plan to have some other income besides Social Security, and I intend for that to be tax-free too. So my plan for me personally and my wife is to pay zero taxes in retirement. Okay?
Yeah. Now,
I'm still working, Pat. What's that?
I said, oh, yeah. That definitely is a plan.
Well, and so what this means is that this will be inflation adjusted. So I'm 9 years away from 70, but let's assume that it's about $26,000, $27,000, $28,000 of taxable income that I can have. So I can make some deductions from my IRA and not pay any, or so, some distributions from my IRA, like $26,000, $28,000 worth in a year, and pay zero tax on them. So I want to leave some money in the taxable IRA. But what I'm going to do then is the rest of my IRA by then is going to be all converted to a Roth. So that's tax-free. So that doesn't even count on your tax return.
Right. It's just, yeah, wonderful. Well, I should probably jump in here and tell you all that this is finishing well with certified financial planner Hans Shah, which, by the way, is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. So to get to CardinalGuide.com, don't forget the guide after Cardinal. So it's CardinalGuide.com. And there, if you go to the Seven Worries tab, you're going to find income taxes is one of those, and that's the show that we're doing today. So there's all sorts of information in the book and the workbook, which are free PDFs. All you have to do is go to the Seven Worries tab and download those for free. Or as always, you can just email Hans and say, send me the book, right, Hans?
Absolutely. You go on our website, cardinalguide.com, or you pick up my email, Hans@cardinalguide.com. Send me a note. I'll be glad to send the book out to you free of charge. So,
and I think that, you know, you will be so glad you did because, you know, you've heard him just, you know, in today's show talk about these tax charts and other charts, and all these things are right there to begin to really give you a lot of wisdom and understanding and counsel and knowledge, which when you put all those together brings illumination like, you know, we're going to get to see in heaven. So we got some more illumination. There's more to the Secure Act. There's more that Hans wants to share with you in today's show, Wisdom on Taxes. So stay tuned. So much more. Finishing Well coming up. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, I'm so glad I get a chance to listen to it. Often I'm just a captive audience, but it's Wisdom on Taxes. And we left our hero Hans. He was talking about his zero taxes strategy that he personally was looking into. So we don't want to cut you short on that, Hans.
Well, yeah. And this strategy is available to all our listeners, okay? And it really starts with, we want to pay zero taxes. I want to pay zero taxes on my Social Security, and I want my Social Security check to be as big as it possibly can be by starting it at 70, and I'm not recommending that for everybody. That's just something we'll look into for you. But so we get the Social Security check as big as we can get it, and then secondly, we pay zero tax on the Social Security. And then we put my wife, Rhonda, and my check together. And you got a pretty nice check coming in every month of which there's no taxes to do on. And the way we're going to accomplish that, because your taxes on Social Security are based upon your other income besides Social Security. So if you make too much income, taxable income, beyond Social Security, then not only do you have to pay taxes on that too much income, they come back and they make you pay taxes on your Social Security. I mean, it's just so from a planning perspective, especially if we get somebody who's my age, who's like 61, and I've got really 9 years before I am really going to be taking my Social Security. But even if you're a little older than that, we can do some planning to, well, actually, if you're over 70, we can do some planning as well. I mean, to get this thing so that you're in a tax-free situation. So it's never too late to plan. But the whole point of the thing is I still can make some income other than my Social Security. That's what I was pointing out earlier. Like as a married couple, we're both still alive and kicking, and we can make $27,000 of other income without even having any deductions tax-free. And we can make some money over the $27,000 of other income besides Social Security and just pay a very small tax rate on that. And there's just a complicated formula that's in the book, and you know, we can certainly, you don't need to really learn the formula so much as I just want to point it out to you in concept, is if you stay under the threshold, and it's different for a single person, it's smaller, but nonetheless, is you can have a Social Security check that's tax-free, and then a certain amount of other income, other taxable income that's tax-free. And then the way I'm going to have more than that to live on and give away and do a lot of things with is I'm going to convert my IRA to a Roth IRA. I've already started that process, and my goal is to have it done by 70, to have most of my IRA converted over to a Roth so I can withdraw from that any money I want. It doesn't affect any of this stuff. I still pay zero taxes.
So if I go back to the Secure Act, actually, as I'm listening to that strategy, the Secure Act doesn't affect you from a standpoint of changing from 71 and a, or 70 and a half to 72. You're actually trying to empty your IRA out as much as possible before you even get to 70.
Right. Right. And then once I'm 70, I'm still going to have some money in that IRA because I can make some taxable income and pay zero tax on it. So I'm going to have some money in there, but the bulk of the money is going to be over in the Roth, and then I can just take that at will, or I can just leave it there to accumulate and give it to my kids after I die. I mean, I just, you got the ultimate flexibility with the Roth.
Right.
I also am going to leave some money in the traditional IRA because I can do QCDs or qualified charitable distributions, so I can give to the church and I can give to other charities, and that doesn't, that counts as a minimum distribution. That does affect with the Secure Act, so I can, but it doesn't count as taxable income. Everybody's situation is different, and everybody's goal is different. You know, if you have a sizable income, you know, perhaps you own a business. I mean, I'm overstating this a little bit because I'm probably going to still own this business at 70, and I'm probably still going to be working in it, you know, God willing. And so I'm going to still be pulling income out of it. So, and if you're in that situation, then we got to plan for some taxes. So I don't want anybody to listen to the show and call me up and say, I want the zero tax plan, Hans. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody's goals are different. And so we got to learn all these things about people, their tax situation, how they view taxes. But by and large, we can apply this wisdom and we can give people what they want through effective planning and kind of protect them from what they don't want.
Yeah, and as I'm sitting there listening, Hans, I'm thinking that, wow, you got these seven worries, which are Social Security, Medicare, long-term care, life insurance, post-retirement. But income tax is kind of, you've got that as the like catch-all at the end of the equation because everything else kind of feeds into that strategy of limiting your taxes.
Well, I did, and I also put it at the end because I don't want this to be the main focus in the beginning. I mean, it kind of sounds like that today. That's just too attractive, because then what it does is it leads people into bad investments. I mean, there's all kinds of investments out there that are tax shelters that are really designed around tax sheltering, and some of them are good, a lot of them are bad. And they got all these tax advantages, but in the end, you have a high chance of losing your money and getting involved in things that are schemes. So I really have this at the end of the game to do this, and it's really at the end of our plans, but I'm thinking about it from the beginning. Does that kind of clearly?
Wow, I've never heard that part of your strategy. But that, yeah, it makes absolutely wonderful sense, because all these things are a building block of how you're going to finish well when you think about, you know, the order that you actually even placed them in, took wisdom in and of itself.
So there's a lot of things in the SECURE Act. The SECURE Act is not for sure yet. There's some other things in there. I'll be glad to talk about them, and we'll keep talking about this SECURE Act as it's going along. There's also another bill up there called the Social Security 2100 Act. This has less chance of getting passed. And so we'll move the discussion of that to when we're doing the next Social Security show. But, you know, I just want to let everybody know that we're monitoring these things. I read just about everything I can get my hands on about what Congress might be doing next, and trying to speculate on that and then put it back into our planning.
Yeah, there's some neat stuff in that act that they're discussing. In just that, they're bringing it to the table to make sure that Social Security is secure, and even though we know that they're saying, oh, we're fine till 2035, this would really push it out into where you and I won't have to worry about it at all.
That's the plan, and I think with the Social Security bill, I think there's much less chance of it getting passed because they stuck a bunch of giveaways in there when they were really are called to shore up the system. And so, but it still gives us a little eye toward what might be in the final bill. And then it also tells us, which is a good thing, that they're working on it, which I knew they would be.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wanted to spend a little time at the end of today's show to provide some other illumination, as we talked about, from this idea of wisdom on taxes that we talked about in Revelation, when they're talking about these seven torches providing illumination, and how we walked through that there's wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge, and all those things come together kind of in this ministry. We didn't talk a lot about number six and number seven, which are these, you know, again, the seven anointings of the Holy Spirit from Isaiah 11, which are fear of the Lord and a delight in the fear of the Lord, which, you know, it's interesting that the first one is wisdom, and we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So there's almost this circular discussion here that you have in this anointing, with this last one being delighting in the Holy Spirit. And I say that to say that if you think about the seventh day of creation, God said he rested, and Jesus's last word from the cross, you know, was, "It is finished," or "Into your hands I commit my spirit." So that combination of just rest, like, God's got this. It's going to be okay. Well, you may be wondering, should I call Hans? Should I call Cardinal Guide? Or should I call some financial person? Or maybe even should I go on a car lot somewhere? Well, what I have discovered with people that are in Hans's position is they will not chase you. You know, you're concerned, wow, if I call into there, they're going to be on me. Like, I'm going to be getting all these emails. I'm going to be getting all these calls. Well, I've known Hans for a while, and he fits into that category I talked about earlier, which I'll just talk about my friend Smith Stokes, who's in the car business. And this man has studied cars. And if I was going to go buy a car, I wouldn't even think twice about who I would go see, because he would give me all the information and he would never chase me. You know why he'd never chase me? It's because he doesn't have time. Everybody's chasing him because he has all this wisdom. Well, it's kind of the same thing with Hans, has been my experience, because I actually am his client. My father was his client. My mother-in-law is his client. Hans is not going to be chasing you because he just simply doesn't have the time. And because people are trying to find this out, you know, somebody that has studied this much, has this much wisdom, has this much understanding, this much counsel, this much might, this much knowledge, right? And with that, if you haven't heard this out of him, believe me, I've been around him to say he's got a fear of the Lord, right? And he delights in that fear of the Lord. You heard him at the beginning of the show talk about how we're praying for Tom Griffith, that, you know, we realize God has got this. And so I say all this, when you're trying to find somebody to help you, whether it's buy a car or with your insurance or trying to figure out how to finish well, man, look for those anointings. Those are the anointings in Christ in Isaiah 11. Matthew Henry would say you can swim with the elephants down in there. That's how deep that stuff is. So, you know, my hope is that you'll find people like that to get your counsel from, to get knowledge from, that really have that fear of the Lord and a delight in the fear of the Lord. Again, this is Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. You're trying to get up with him now. How do we do that, Robbie? Well, you got to go to cardinalguide.com. Cardinal, don't forget the guide.com. And there, obviously, you can email Hans, contact him, order the book. You know, he would love to hear from you, I assure you. Thank you, Hans, for just a wonderful show today, and as usual, a chance to share wisdom with you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.